This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we have gone way over what we had originally thought we were going to do here. We came to Vegas last week on Tuesday. We flew out and arrived late night on Tuesday here in Vegas. We began recording at Freedom Fest, which was a four-day-long event.
Right.
We got more than 5 days' worth of audio content out of just Freedom Fest.
Right, because lots of great people to talk to.
Yeah, and then we went to Anarcho Vegas, which is where we're broadcasting from right now, and that's a Sunday, one-day event, but we've already filled... Well, we had like one-third of our show with Freedom Fest yesterday, and the other two-thirds were from Anarcho Vegas. Now we're starting another day here, now almost an entire week from when we first left New Hampshire to come out to Vegas.
And I still have interesting people lined up for you.
Yeah, so do I. I've had a couple people that have said, come on over, we need to talk. And there's a lot of great folks here at Anarcho Vegas, which, you know, for those who are unfamiliar, this is a first-year event. It's being held in a secret location. It was only announced to the people who purchased tickets. We didn't know until literally the weekend, like 3 days ago.
Right.
We had no idea where this was going to be. And I'm looking at a room full of people right now. We're in the vendor area. There's also another room. You can usually hear in the background there's somebody on a mic speaking in the speakers area, which is has a bunch of people in it. I've heard there's going to be at least 200 people at this event, and I'd say they might all be here at this point because it's pretty busy here.
Yeah, it's a heck of an event, and it feels like a sort of a speakeasy situation. You had to know somebody to get
in.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good event. AnarchoVegas.com. You can go there to learn more about it. I'm glad that that we had the opportunity to come out here for it. So we do have more people to talk to, and as I said before, some of them our longtime listeners may recognize as they have spoken to us at previous events in the past, and our next guest is one of those folks. He's Rod Ambrisi from ElectroPay.com, and let me spell that, ElectroPay.com. Rod, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Actually, I'm turning you back up because I had turned you down there because of the mic in the background. Say that again.
Thanks for having me, guys. Okay. How are you?
It's good.
Good to be here.
We're good, and it's great to be here, Rod. Now, you're a filmmaker.
Yep.
You're a crypto guy. You're actually wearing your Dash Dinero Digital.
Always.
Tonight here. And you obviously are pretty fluent in Spanish. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Brazil. I was born and raised there. I left Brazil in 1996, ended up moving to Slovakia Republic.
Wow.
And then Mexico, Holland, Canada, U.S., and now I've been in the U.S. for the past 20 years.
And where are you based out of now?
Indiana. Beautiful sunny
really?
Indiana.
How's your Portuguese working there in Indiana?
It doesn't work there. I'm the only one around, I guess.
And you, you know, we've talked to you previously about some of your filmmaking efforts. I believe you are or were working on a film that cryptocurrency related out of Colombia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I shot one documentary called Venezuela and the Cryptocurrency Revolution last year. When I spend 1 week in Venezuela paying everything with Dash, and I show them the documentary, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, airfare, hotels, taxi.
Gasoline.
Really?
That was the stunning part of this. It's like, you know, apparently if people drop Venezuelan money, they don't bother to pick it up.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
And they changed the money since I've been there. And now they've got to change it again. So they've got to reprint new bills.
Let's talk about this because this is ridiculous and it's worth mentioning. It's on their third iteration of the Bolivar right now in the last, what, 20 years, basically?
Yeah.
There was the Bolivar originally, and then it became the Bolivar Fuerte, which just means strong Bolivar.
Yeah.
And I think they knocked off three zeros from the Bolivar originally, and then they created the Bolivar Fuerte to replace that. And that was, what, 08, 07? When was that? When did it remember?
I don't know, but all I can tell is Venezuelans, they're amateurs. Comparing to what Brazilians did it. So they're
really?
Just copying what Brazil did in the 80s. In Brazil, we had 20% inflation. The government,
did you say 20 trillion?
In 15 years, the government cut the zeros six times, print new bills, change the name.
Wow.
Give us bills with new colors, but still useless paper. Yeah. I mean, the stickers you have on your table here now are worth more than the money in Venezuela. So they're just copying what Brazil did 15 years ago.
Right. So then it was, I believe, August of 2018 when they changed from the Bolivar Fuerte to the Bolivar Soberano, and that stands for the Sovereign Bolivar. Because now it's sovereign money. Now they've lobbed five zeros off of the Bolivar Fuerte.
Is that five total zeros or five more zeros?
Five more zeros. Okay. So now a total of eight zeros have been lobbed off in the last 15 or 20 years. And so just to put that in perspective, that takes a 500,000 Bolivar note and turns it into a five Bolivar note.
Yeah, it just proves that currency is manipulated by the government. It's a piece of paper, and we believe. They just believe.
Well, nobody believes this, right? I mean, people in Venezuela.
They do, yeah. Well, they're waking up. They're waking up for crypto now.
And the company that prints their money won't take bolivars for the printing.
Of course not.
No. Brazil has a good business printing money for a couple countries in South America and Latin America. Like, they have a good printing. The mint works pretty well in Brazil. But because we became specialists, we printed so much of our own money in the 80s that we got the technology, but it's all going away with crypto.
Yeah, Venezuela is going to start to save money on their currency by just doing one side. it'll be cheaper just to do one side of the bill.
And from there, I went to Colombia, and I record the second part of the documentary called Colombia and the Cryptocurrency Revolution, where I show the mass adoption of business accepting Dash now, over 650 business. But most important, the Venezuelans that are there working and sending money back to Venezuela, and they're sending about $5 to $10, which, crypto allows you to do that, to send a micro payment.
Yep.
Borderless takes a couple seconds
for
to arrive.
For a very low fee.
Very low fee. So there's a huge adoption of Venezuelans sending money back to their families using Dash.
And it's actually one of the things we were talking about yesterday or on yesterday's show. It's still the same day that we're recording all this, but the remittance market, making it so those folks in Colombia don't have to use Western Union or a MoneyGram to send money back home into Venezuela. They can just send it with Dash.
Yeah, well, I think it costs $30 to send a Western Union whatever amount, right? So $30 in Venezuela, a basic income salary
whatever. That's like a month's salary, right?
More. It's about $3. Yeah. It's 1 month's salary. So if you got to pay $30 as a fee, that Western Union doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work.
And so this is changing people's lives,
oh,
right?
Definitely.
Like, this is making it so they can put food on the table. We've heard the stories about Venezuela that it is hard to find some of the most basic food items, that you have to buy things in the black market. And Dash, cryptocurrency, specifically Dash, because Dash has done a lot of outreach.
A lot of feet on the ground work.
Yeah, and this happened organically. It's not that, like, the Dash core team, like, okay, let's see where we got to implement Dash, which is the best option. No, this was done by community members, just normal people in Venezuela, in Colombia, that heard about Dash through YouTube and say, hey, we can ask for money to start organizing meetups and show people how to download a wallet and, pay a round of pizza and organize bigger events and now pay employees and have a phone center. In Venezuela, they have a Dash phone center where you can call and Monday to Friday, and then someone will answer any questions you have related about downloading a wallet. So all this is sponsored by the network, but it happens because Venezuelans heard about it and they applied. Technically, they present a proposal, and it got approved by the masternode.
Right, this is something that is unique, or it was unique. Now there's other cryptos that are...
Pioneered.
Pioneered, that's a good word. Pioneered by Dash, the idea of taking 10% of the mining rewards from the miners out there that are mining Dash, and taking that 10% and putting it into this spendable kitty, where it can be voted on by the masternodes in the system to decide, well, how are we going to spend this 10%? And they get a budget every single month that they can do that. So Venezuela is one of the places that's being focused on. But Latin America also, Colombia, I believe, is getting some of the focus.
And Brazil, for the past 2 years, I've been running a YouTube channel specific for Dash in Portuguese, promoting all the business, integration, all the exchange. Brazil has a better, way, way better economy than Colombia and Venezuela.
Yep.
In Brazil, we have over 65 crypto exchanges. Even though the top 5-7 has a volume of over 200 bitcoins, the rest has maybe 5 bitcoins a day, maybe even less. But today there's a lot of exchange, crypto exchange with several tokens. And people in Brazil just want to do trading. They want to accumulate wealth. You know, the economy is doing good. We just hit all-time highs on the stock markets. So it's a different reality. Colombia has a better economy compared to Venezuela.
Everything's better than Venezuela. I mean,
everything's better.
It's the worst on the planet, I think.
I imagine Venezuelans are sneaking off to Brazil and Colombia.
If they can get out of the border.
They are. They're going through. I mean, we have the Mercosul, which is like the same as the European Union, but for South America, which allows any citizen from any country to go to any of those countries, just showing your ID.
Rod, stand by. Can you stay with us for another segment here? Rod Ambrisi is with us from ElectroPay.com. We'll continue with more on Free Talk Live from Anarcho Vegas.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life instead of being locked into certain relationship or marriage models that don't make you happy? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? You can do both. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! And we're back with more Free Talk Live here on, what is this, the Tuesday episode now at this point. Continuing with more interviews of some of the great people here at Anarcho Vegas. You can go to anarchovegas.com to learn more about the event here. And I want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. You can go to edge.app to learn more about it. It's iOS and Android. It's available on both of those operating systems. It's user-controlled cryptocurrency, buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Stellar, Bitcoin Cash, and a bunch more. You can secure your freedom by using Edge Wallet at edge.app, and again, available on the Google and Apple app stores. Once again, their website is edge.app. It is the wallet I use more often than any other, and that was true before. And Rod is saying that is also true for him.
Me too.
That was true before they became a sponsor, a longtime fan of the Edge Wallet. So it's so great to have them actually sponsoring here on Free Talk Live. Rod, we were just talking with you about outreach and outreach in Venezuela, outreach for cryptocurrency, and also in Colombia and elsewhere in Latin America. And that, that of course, is going very, very strong down in Venezuela, especially where people are desperate for a currency that is going to actually be useful and actually has the potential to hold its value and go up in value,
yeah,
rather than the government money there, which we know has been severely debased through the process of hyperinflation, and that continues with the new Bolivar Soberano that the government just continues to print out as fast as they possibly can. How long this this whole process can go for is it remains to be seen. Maduro has yet to be thrown out on his butt from whatever presidential palace that he's living in right now. You made a movie, a documentary film about this, and is it available now online?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's called Venezuela and the Cryptocurrency Revolution. That's part one. Part two is Colombia and the Cryptocurrency Revolution. And part three, I'm still editing. I just came back from Switzerland.
I'm going to guess the name. Brazil and the Cryptocurrency Revolution.
Almost. It's going to be Switzerland and the Cryptocurrency Revolution.
Ah.
I was in Switzerland for 10 days following a delegation of Brazilian investors in cryptocurrency business,
mm-hmm,
that the government denied them to open their business in Brazil. So the consulate of Switzerland brought all those guys to Switzerland and said, hey, how about you open your business here? We give you all the structure, all the info you needed. And I was following this tour. We visit a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of incubators, a bunch of banks that the government saying, hey, come to us. If you prove your business is legit, you're more than welcome to open your blockchain cryptocurrency business here, which goes in the total opposite of Latin America at the moment.
Right. So I saw Venezuela in the cryptocurrency revolution.
Is it in English?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's in English. Okay. And it is totally consumable. This is really an enjoyable little documentary
thank
to watch.
You.
It's
thank
just
you.
The right length. And
how long is it?
27 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. There's a punch every, 4 minutes. It's really worth watching. Where can people go find it?
On YouTube. Just type it, Venezuela and the Cryptocurrency Revolution.
There it is.
It's there. You're free to download, burn into DVDs, resell, upload
cool.
it, do whatever you want.
I got to check out the Colombia and the Switzerland one,
yeah,
too.
Let's change gears here, Rod. You're also working on a little gadget that we have here on the table. It is flashy. It is attractive. It is a cryptocurrency point-of-sale acceptance device.
Correct.
What do you call this?
This is ElectroPay. It's a little a hardware unit that we created to make it easier for merchants to accept crypto, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have two types. One is the one that you put on the top of the counter.
Yep. That's this one, right?
That's the one okay. you have in front of you, which means there's eight types of blockchains that the person can select.
Mm-hmm. Dash,
so,
of course, is there.
Dash, of course, is there, but you can customize to whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
But basically, this unit costs $100, and then it's connected to an exchange via API. In the U.S., we don't have an exchange yet. In Brazil, we have one
mm-hmm.
that bought 2,000 units.
Wow.
So basically, the pizzeria just has to get one of those units, put it on the top of the counter. They start accepting crypto right away. And all they have to do is open an account inside the exchange. And if they don't care about crypto, it doesn't matter because
they can go to Don or whatever the Brazilian.
They get payment. It goes into the exchange, and then the exchange liquidates directly into fiat into their own accounts. So it's $100 units. This one, it's a portable one. It has a battery and a bigger screen. This one is $200. per unit. But
what were people doing before this?
Well, that's what I show in the documentary, how hard it is to, for example, if the owner of a business in Latin America won't accept crypto, they either print the QR code.
Oh, that's bad.
Which is bad because not a lot of people know that yet, but they will find sooner or later they can scan the QR code and know how much money they have so they can...
That's true.
So they can be robbed. You know, say, hey, I see you have money on that wallet.
That's bad. But also, your customer, you never want to put them in charge of determining the amount to send.
Correct.
So when you just have a QR code just out on a countertop, you know, laminated or whatever, then you're requiring the customer to scan the code and then put in the correct amount on their own phone, which half the time they're going to screw something up.
And then you have to say, can I see your phone? And
they
have to check the transaction.
That's awkward.
Or you have
That's
to have
awkward.
A cell phone or a computer just to accept crypto.
Right.
Most of the time, people, okay, give me your cell phone, and then the computer is behind the counter, so you have to give your cell phone
and
to someone else,
the
and they go scan.
Yeah.
So we make
this
a,
not easy.
We made a device that is simple and easy and prints a receipt. Believe it or not, people still want
they
the
want
paper.
That.
They want the paper. I don't know why, but they still want it.
Yeah, it's the way things have been for a long time, and it's hard to change the way things have been. So, I mean, $100 for a dedicated crypto accepting device, and you've got the, what do they call it, electronic paper, like the LCD display in there?
Yeah, there's a flexiglass, which is we made it touch screen, so you just select by touching which blockchain you want, if you want to pay with the Litecoin or if you want to pay with Dash or Bitcoin mm-hmm. Cash. And then there's also some sort of a calculator right beside, which the owner of the business will just type, okay, you know, 10 plus 10 plus 10, total 30. So the QR code will be generating, will be extracting 30, whatever mm-hmm. blockchain you select. And also converts into, so you can see on the display, either in U.S. dollars or in euros or in pesos, so you know exactly the amount you're paying, and then you also see on your phone, you send the payment, 1 second later, at ZeroConf, takes the payment, prints the receipt, and off you go.
It seems really straightforward and simple. And how, so is this available right now? Like you said, an exchange had purchased a bunch of these things. And was it Brazil?
Yeah, in Brazil. So we have 5 units fully functioning for the past month.
In a business?
In Brazil, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to be delivering 200 units on the next 4 weeks. Once we're done with those 200 units...
You already have 200, just to be clear. You already have 200 more businesses who are like, give me one of these things?
Correct. So what the best part was, the owner of the exchange did a partnership with the local Chamber of Business and Commerce from 2 cities. So the Chamber of Commerce will be the ones distributing those units.
Smart.
A smart guy, correct. So once we have those 200 units there working, and then we got to open to sell to other parties. Because we want to make sure that this is, I mean, it's one thing to make 5 units work.
Yeah, sure.
It's another thing to make 200 and another thing to make 2,000.
And to provide tech support for
Correct.
That. Because people are going to need help. They, they're new to this. They're not experts at crypto in a lot of cases. Yeah. So
and
there's some hand-holding.
We make this as easy as possible so you don't have to know much. You put on your business and all you have to do is select the blockchain and you print the receipt comes out. It prints 2 receipts, one for you and one for the clients. And we have all the information on our Twitter as well. The name of the Twitter's the account is at PayElectro.
And the website is ElectroPay. That's ElectroPay.com. Rod, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live once again.
Thanks again, guys.
Really,
love to be here.
Yep, really appreciate your time, as always. We got more on the way here from Anarcho Vegas. How much more? It remains to be seen. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is cheering the big budget deal that has been struck by the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The alternatives were much worse, a one-year CR, a sequester, perpetual chaos.
Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill, McConnell called it the best deal possible under the circumstances of divided government. A bill extending the funding of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund has been approved by the Senate. The vote was 97-2, and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Senate has lived up to the words they've said over and over.
Never forget that we will never forget our 9/11 heroes, that we will never stop helping them when they are in need.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 177 points to close at 27,349. The NASDAQ rose 47 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Nonpayment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarcho Vegas. You can go to anarchovegas.com to learn more about that event. Coming up, more great guests to talk to. We are just loaded up with interesting folks here at this event. But first, we need to tell you about good health for your teeth.
Right. Oral health's important. And in my mind, for my oral health in our household, My Magic Mud is integral. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And it may sound strange, but, well, you can't even pronounce the stuff that's in your toothpaste. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and it certainly does that. You use it four times over the course of 4 days, and then once every 4 to 7 days after that. And it'll keep your teeth as white as they're supposed to be. And beyond that, I'm of the opinion that it cleans my teeth. They feel like when I've left the dentist, when I've had a tooth cleaning. And I won't live without it. I haven't been without it for more than half a decade. I love My Magic Mud. And you can get it at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. You can get it on Amazon. But you can go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with coupon code FTL20. This isn't an expensive product, but and it lasts for about 6 months. I totally recommend you having it because I think you'll feel the difference. If you don't listen to one other thing I say here on Free Talk Live, listen to this. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. I love this product. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
So our next guest is a longtime repeat guest here on Free Talk Live, although I feel like it's been maybe a year or two since we last talked to you, Larkin. You're a busy guy these days. I don't even think you weren't at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I didn't see you, at least. And by the way, let me turn your mic up again. Go ahead.
Nope, I wasn't. In fact, I've sort of tried to retire from doing these events, but then I got coerced into unretiring or something.
How did they coerce you? I wouldn't think Anarcho Vegas would be coercing anyone.
Well, they tried really hard to get me to Anarchapulco by means I won't even divulge. Mm-hmm. So heinous. And then
you were there, because I saw you there.
Yeah, I've been there. And then they convinced me to do Anarchozona, because it was 2 feet away from where I was going to be anyway.
Okay.
And then they talked me into doing Anarcho Vegas, and here we are.
I had not even heard of Anarchozona. How did that one go?
That was the first one of its kind, too. Mm-hmm. Just like this is, and that was awesome. It was a great group.
How does it compare to this one?
Size.
I think this turnout is a little bit bigger, but it was good. I think maybe 150. I'm slightly guessing.
I like small events like that because of the intimacy. Yeah. You know, you can actually meet pretty much everybody that you want to, and you know, there's no problem. You're not going to get lost in a big crowd of people, like, you know, when Ron Paul shows up at Anarchapulco.
Right, and there's
like
a
that.
Swarm you have to, like, weave through.
Although, to Ron's credit, he was incredibly accessible. Incredibly, nice, very nice. So, what are you up to these days? You're an accomplished author. You've got, I don't know, how many books under your belt at this point?
I have to count when people ask. Five. I just released a little one called Parasites on Parade.
Oh, I had not heard about
this. Which is available on Amazon.
Tell me about it.
It's actually based on my real life experience with zoning bozos in my town when I was building an addition.
Where was this, in Pennsylvania? Where are you at?
Yes. Okay. Yes, there's an addition and building in Pennsylvania. But it isn't just about my story, but I use my story as an illustration of why government, even at the local level, is necessarily stupid and irrational and counterproductive, and even the people with hardly any power go on little tiny power trips.
Oh yeah, any power trip they can go on, they'll do it.
Yeah, and so the grand total of damage done by the tiny smaller level governments probably adds up to more than the damage done by, you know, the gigantic governments. It's just,
sure,
you don't hear the 50 million different stories of local governments messing with people because none of them are particularly noteworthy.
Because it happens all the time.
Yeah, because it's everywhere.
Carlos Castaneda called them petty tyrants.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they're just little bureaucrats that have a little bit of power, and in that particular sphere, they are the gatekeeper. And they're going to make sure that you know that they're the gatekeeper. Whether you have to grease the palm, whether you have to kiss the ring, whatever it is that you've got to do to get through this situation, you've got to do it.
Right.
And it's so demeaning and pointless. And, like, the idea, let's say with zoning, the idea that somehow zoning bureaucrats make us have a better world.
Right.
For God's sake, it's not like they're even responsible. If somebody builds me an addition on my house and there's something wrong with the wiring, does the zoning board write me a check to fix it? Wait, you're telling me you certified this and you're not responsible for the certification?
No, but they might help you out by fining you on top of you having to fix it.
Right.
That always helps.
I mean, they're just useless.
Yep.
They've inserted themselves as some kind of certification process, but they have no responsibility. And that's what's really distinct about a government organization. A government organization claims all the authority and none of the responsibility.
Yep, and they're a bunch of parasites. Thus the title, Parasites on Parade. In my case, I think they weren't aware of how much I've happened to have learned about the legal system. And at the end of the day, I think they lost a lot more than I did. I dragged them all the way into federal court.
Really?
On a civil rights lawsuit, which I didn't win, but I stressed the hell out of them for a year and a half. So it was, but it was very interesting watching the whole system lie, cheat, and steal all over the place. But in the end, they accomplished nothing, and I accomplished nothing. It's just
a waste.
The usual outcome is they waste everybody's time, and I wasted more of theirs than they wasted of mine, so that made it fun.
Unfortunately,
yeah, like that.
Unfortunately, everyone's forced to pay for what they do, right?
Right.
Like they wasted your time, but they got paid to waste your time.
Right.
You didn't.
Right. But one nice thing is when they're local and can't just print their own money, when they have to hire a bunch of lawyers to defend their own butts from me going after them, which is what happened, Then they sort of feel it. Then they sort of think, maybe we shouldn't be this.
Now, did you do it without an attorney?
Yeah, because I happen to know how to do that stuff myself, so it cost me nothing except the filing fees.
Filing fees.
It cost them, I don't know how many thousands they had to spend on their lawyers.
Wow. So is it true that that you were the reason why Anarcho-Vegas lost their original their location? I heard that the federal government called the original hotel and threatened them, saying that somebody on their speakers list is on the terrorist watch list.
That's mostly true. I haven't heard it was federal government. In fact, I haven't heard any specifics about who it was.
I presumed, I guess.
My first guess would be the Las Vegas Police Department. I've said nasty things about them because they're a bunch of fascist lunatics. But it's going to be interesting because we still want to get to the bottom of what actually happened. Because the hotel was completely in breach of contract. They had already signed the whole thing, and then they said, well, somebody said something. And I'm not on any watch list. I flew out to Arizona 2 seconds ago.
You didn't get any extra screening?
What they mean,
like
no.
Okay.
No. What they mean is they don't like what I say about them.
Right.
Good. If they did like it, I'm not doing it right.
Well, congratulations, Larkin. If you hadn't made it before, you've made it now. You're on yet another list.
Right.
Well, I was so shocked that it wasn't us. I mean,
we weren't announced as speakers.
I'm a little hurt, I think, is how I feel. I'm hurt, Larkin.
Well, you weren't named on the list.
We weren't on the list, dude.
That's why.
We didn't know we were going to be here until, like, we got the address 3 days ago. So we happened to be in town, and we're like, yeah, let's do this thing. So,
cool.
So we're here. Where can people go to get your book?
Amazon now is the easiest place to get Parasites on Parade and The Most Dangerous Superstition.
One of my favorites. I read that one while I was in jail for civil disobedience. Somebody sent that to me.
There's a good place to read it.
It was perfect. It's still on the book card in there, too, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so people that are in the Cheshire County lockup can read your book.
Excellent. I know several prisons that my book is in, including the one I was in. I made sure a copy ended up there.
So, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I want to hear about Candles in the Darkness. You run this event. I don't even know what to... You tell me what it is.
It's basically a two-day seminar that Amanda and I teach that has to do with the fact that when somebody comes to the realization of voluntarism and self-ownership and non-aggression and all that fun stuff, and they want to run out in the world and tell everybody else, they quickly learn that, well, evidence and logic and just explaining things reasonably doesn't actually work on most people. And most people have these really irrational, weird responses.
Mm-hmm.
And having been an anarchist now for 23 years, I finally accidentally got an education in human psychology and started to figure out what it was that was making the message not get across. Because the message is so freaking simple. It's like, you should be in charge of your own life. People shouldn't commit aggression. Like, that's not too complicated for somebody to
what
understand.
I thought.
Hold that thought. Can you stick with us for another segment here?
Sure.
Larkin
sure.
Rose. We'll talk more about Candles in the Darkness and the message in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcho-Vegas.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live from Anarcho Vegas 2019, the very first Anarcho Vegas ever, and I would say an absolute success. Continuing with Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. And before we get back with Lark and Rose, I do want to say thank you to Dave, who is a silver amplifier. That means Dave is contributing $5 per month to Free Talk Live's efforts to advertise, market, and promote the show to help us get on even more radio stations. We crossed the 200 station threshold in May of this year for the very first time. It is possible to get to 300, but it does take some money. It does take some time. It does take some effort reaching out to new stations, and the AMP program helps us do that. You can help us for just $5 a month, or Bitcoin, BTC, it's up to you. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, and you'll get some cool perks and benefits over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here from Anarcho Vegas, we were just getting into the candles in the dark. You were expressing, Larkin, you know, what it's like for a new person, somebody who just comes into the ideas of voluntarism, the ideas of liberty, and the difficulties in expressing those things to the people they care about.
Right.
Oh, let me turn you up again. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, or rather the difficulty in getting people to hear it, because the actual
You can hear,
right,
but they may not listen.
Right, they may not listen, and they may not understand, even though the principles are so ridiculously simple. And so along the way, I accidentally learned a whole bunch about human psychology and what was getting in the way of people actually hearing what's a pretty dang simple message. And eventually we started putting together this. We actually, Amanda first had the idea when we were down in Anarchapulco a couple of years ago, of putting together a way of teaching people how to do it in such a way that it doesn't result in arguments and it doesn't result in stress and the people don't shut down and run away. And as amazing as that may sound.
That sounds amazing.
I just want to give you a little, a story that happened to me. I had found this audio clip of Barack Obama before he was president saying, distinguishes the nation state from other organizational models is the monopoly on violence. Right? And I think it might have been Nixon, but whatever.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Close enough.
Yeah, he laid it right out. And there's no lie here.
It was one of the few honest moments from a politician's mouth.
Might have been the only one.
Yeah. Politicians never say it, but this is clearly taught in academia. That is what distinguishes government from other organizations, is that they claim for themselves a monopoly privilege on the use of violence at a given landmass.
Right.
That's not even in dispute.
Yeah.
There's no dispute when the most powerful guy on the planet says it. There's no dispute. I showed it to my Quaker group online. This was a Facebook Quaker group.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who have eschewed violence through their through their religion, and they would never use it. So I'm like, look, every Quaker is an anarchist, ba-bam. And they're like, that's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. Like, I'm like, you watch the video. It's exactly what he meant. When you advocate for government, you're advocating for the organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. You can't do that as a Quaker. That's not what he meant.
But that's a prime example, because notice that as obviously, like, watertight as your position is,
right,
they literally have, like, a mental disorder that makes it so they can't hear it.
It's cognitive dissonance.
Like, yeah, it's cognitive dissonance, and instead of just going, oh yeah, that makes total sense, which is like
right,
a human
new
being.
Information has been provided to you through a source that you would accept as an authority,
right,
and you won't accept it.
Right.
I think it's I couldn't believe it.
I
was aghast.
And that's what we're up against. And the thing is, there are ways to get around that, but logic and evidence isn't it. I mean, of course, you need the logic and evidence, too, but first you have to find ways to get around the minefield of their psychology, and that's what Candles in the Dark is about. And in the end, you're not even lecturing to them or explaining to them or telling them what to think. You're just using questions to bring out of them all they need to know, because almost everybody already has inside them a voluntarist, and on top of that is a mm-hmm. bunch of authoritarian garbage they were taught.
Yes.
And if you know the right method, and you sort of have to train your own psychology first, because it's, as you just demonstrated, it's hard to not get upset and impatient with people believing such patently stupid things, especially things that are that destructive and dangerous and genuinely immoral. And so, but if you can train your own psychology and understand theirs, there are ways to just use questions to make them argue with themselves. And you're just on their side the whole time. You're not in a combat with them. You're just helping them sort out the garbage in their own head.
Does it happen immediately, or is it the kind of thing that people have to kind of grok? They gotta mull it over, the grist mill of their mind has to crunch it up.
The process of changing your whole paradigm takes a while, even if you logically see the conclusion quickly. But getting them to start is a lot faster and way more pleasant if you can actually learn these methods. Because one thing we do on the second day of these events is we invite in, we ask the attendees, like, if they know a status in the area that they want to invite in and do a little 15-minute session with.
Oh, man.
And we've done that every time with, like, three or four of them. And they've never been confrontational.
Hmm.
Every single time, it's relaxed and friendly. Often the people come in looking sort of nervous because they think it's going to be an argument.
Sure.
And 3 minutes later, they're just calmly laughing with the other person and chuckling and thinking about what they believe and giving answers which are 100% voluntarist. Now, it's going to take them a while and additional questions for them to all the way process, wait, what did I just say?
Huh.
But the outcome and the results of actually making yourself use these methods is just day and night compared to the normal, shut up, sit down, I'm going to explain to you reality, which just doesn't work. And it doesn't matter how good you are explaining it, doesn't matter how airtight your logic and evidence is, if it goes against their paradigm, their psychology is going to throw up a wall and not hear anything you said. There are ways to make that not happen. And a bunch of people have taken the course and said, holy smokes, like, I went back and tried this with people I've argued with for the last, however many years, and we had the best conversation ever, and it was perfectly calm, and it was fun, and now they're, like, asking me questions about it instead of screaming at me and telling me I'm some horrible, inhuman beast.
God, how do I find out about this? How do I take this course? What do I got to do?
Well, we put these on. We're going to be doing one, another one down in Acapulco at the next Anarchapulco. We're also doing one before Anarchadelphia. And
in September.
Right, which is in September. But we're also making an online version of it.
Okay. I was going to ask about that.
That should be a few months away because, you know, people trying to, first of all, trying to physically get to them and then having, right. like, 2 days to spare because it's a two-day thing we do. That makes it a huge challenge for everybody. So we are working on make it into a package thing that anybody can do from anywhere.
So would this be something that would be like an online live seminar, or would it be like a downloadable video?
A downloadable thing, mm-hmm. and it'll be more. It won't just be like a recording of us doing one. It'll be a bunch of interactive stuff and some written material because some stuff you want to study and go over it more and more.
Right.
Like you hear, you know, it's sort of like a college course. Like,
you
hear the lecturer explain stuff, but then to really get the details and to really get good at it, you want to read and review and study how it actually
works. It too.
I think it's great. I think, you know, libertarians for a long time need more great persuasive methods. And anybody that's taking the time to actually ferret those out and try new things and experiment and see what works and see what doesn't and then to spread that to other folks, really appreciate that effort.
Yeah, well, we've been thrilled with the results so far.
That's awesome. All right, so you're going to be at Anarchadelphia. That's coming up in September. We just talked to those guys on yesterday's show, and I believe that is September 13th through the 15th. And I'm not sure what the venue is, but anarchadelphia.com is their website.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Anarchapulco is a fantastic event, and we've been to it a number of times. We'll look forward to seeing you there for that. Folks can go and get your latest book, Parasites on Parade. It's available through Amazon. What else are you doing these days, Larkin, besides building houses
like
and fighting governments?
All of those are just side projects. The main thing I'm working on is the mirror, but I don't even have time to get into what that is.
I think you told us about that on a previous interview, and I'm not remembering
it. It's still in the works.
Okay.
And it will still be in the work probably a year from now.
All right. It's a book, of course.
It's an interactive computer program that basically does, without using a person, it does what we're training people to do in Candles in the Dark. So it's a thing that'll do it by itself.
It sort of ferrets out somebody's beliefs and
right,
gives
by
them
asking them questions, and then where it goes next depends on how they answer.
So it's going to be like an online computer program, basically?
Yeah.
Like a website?
And it'll be for free. Anybody can just go to it and do it from anywhere.
This is such important work that you're doing, Larkin, and I really want to thank you for what you've been in the Liberty community, because you've taken stands that others were too scared to take. You've taken the consequences that so many would not have taken, and you're able to articulate this message in ways that others haven't. And so we're very lucky to have you in the Liberty Movement, Larkin, and I'm so happy that you come on Free Talk Live whenever you have an opportunity.
Well, thank you.
And
thank
we want to have you back, especially when the mirror launches, when you're ready to talk about that.
Absolutely.
We'll look forward to it, and we'll see you, I'm sure, in the near future. Larkin Rose, check him out. Parasites on Parade is his latest book. We'll continue with more from Anarcha Vegas here in moments. You're listening to Free Talk Live. You can join us online, of course, anytime over at freetalklive.com, or we've got archives that go way back. If you want to hear more from Larkin, just type his name in our search bar and you'll find a bunch of episodes from way back. More coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.